Al kein husam ha'odom bezeh ha'olom bitchilo. Kedei shalideim soim ha'ele ha'mizdamlim loy kan yuchal ha'gir ha'mokim ha'shehu chad loy. But since the emsoim which get us to olam haba are the mitzvahs she tzivonu aleim okel yisbarach shemoy, and mitzvahs are only in olam hazeh, so therefore we've been put in olam hazeh first. Kedei shalidei emsoim ha'ele, by using these means ha'mizdamlim loikan, which you can find here, you'll get to the Ika place which was prepared for him. Be'etzem, our Bria, our Tachlis, is to get to Olam Haba. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Olam Hazeh first? Because we have to be koiner our Olam Haba and not get it as a free gift. And the way we're koiner is the mitzvahs which you can only do in this world. To bask in the toiv which we were koine through these emtsoim. Umasha omru zichroni livrocha hayoim la'asoyson umocha lekabel schorim. Today, now is the time for being mekayim mitzvahs. Tomorrow you get the schar. The Ikar Schar of Mitzvahs Olam Haba. Hayom La'asoyson. That's why they bring Ma'aser. They say the God, when he was Goyseh, started crying because he said he's leaving a place where for a little bit of money, a few, whatever it was, if it was rubles, kopekikas, whatever the word was in the time of the God, you could buy a mitzvah with which you could be mekabel pnei Ashkina, and he's going to a place with not shayach bichlal to be koine such a thing. This is the world to chaparain hayom la'asoyso. Person has to realize, when we learn this, so how do you internalize this? You think it over, you have to think, realize, this is the place to do mitzvahs. A person has a cheshbon, he could do this, or he could do a mitzvah. Hayom la'asoyso. But sometimes things are hard. Mitzvahs are hard. Sometimes nisyonos are hard. So remember, umocha lekabel schorim. It's worth the work. Umocha lekabel schorim. We have to be koine olam haba. What we're koine, we'll have. What we're not koine, we won't have. It's not shayach. There's no free gifts in ruchnius. Uke shetistakel oid badov otire. When you look into this matter more, you'll see this is all part of the Yisbare that he says at the beginning, Yisbare v'Yisames. You have to get things clear. So he's explaining the sugya very clear to us. He's giving us the logic, which is mechayev, or everything he's saying, so that we can internalize these ideas, and it makes sense to us, these ideas, and we may live al pi these ideas. Keshes tistakel oit badov atire, ki hashleimus o amiti, hu rak advekus bo yisborach. Absolute shleimus is only dveikus b'Hashem. Why is that? What's called shleimus? Perfection. What's something which is perfect? Some people say there are certain flowers which are perfect. So they may be perfect in their design, they're very beautiful. Are they perfect? First of all, how long do they last? The perfect flower. Some people say a circle's perfect. It's a perfect shape. Yeah, it's perfect in one aspect of shleimus. But why is it be'etzem shalem? Relative to a square, the circle's more perfect because every point on the radius is equidistant from the center. And a square varies. So if you decide that's called Shleimus, it's called Shleimus. There's some people who go more and say that playing a musical instrument in a very expertise way is perfection. That's perfection. It's playing something in a very Shleimusnicker way. First of all, it's never going to be absolute Shleimus, because there's always going to be somebody who'll learn to play better. It's like in sports, the heavyweight boxing champion is probably the strongest guy in the world until the next guy knocks him out. So then, for a little tkufe, he's the strongest guy. We're talking about absolute shleimus. Shleimus amiti. Anything in this world doesn't last forever. So is it shalem mitzadze? No. And anything in this world didn't always exist. So it doesn't have shleimus mitzad going backwards in time. Is there anybody in this world who has perfect seichel? No human being has perfect seichel. Perfect midas, perfect everything. Ein tzadik b'oretzo sheyase toiv elo yechto. Mitzad the guf, not shy after the person will never be choite. Chet is literally to miss the point, to miss the target. Find psukim which talk about being choite samatoro, and you shoot an arrow and you miss the target, you're choite samatoro. So chet very often means a bittel mitzvah esse. You're supposed to say krishma by whatever it is, 8:14, and you said 8:15 or 8:20, so you missed the point, you missed it. There's a bittel mitzvah esse. Sometimes chet refers to shoigeg. So you missed it. You made a mistake. Ain't Adam, ain't tzaddik moritz. People, they are tzaddikim. We're talking about tzaddikim. Asher lo yechto. I'm not talking about rishoyim asher lo yechto. Ain't Rosha moritz asher lo yechto. Fashneitzach. The guy's a Rosha, so of course he does a meiris. More than chet. But the chiddush is, afilo the tzaddik, who's the chora very sholim in his avodas Hashem, ain't tzaddik moritz asher lo yechto. So what is Shleimus Amiti? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus Amiti. Be'etzem, if you like, the definition, if we could use that word, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus Amiti. He shalem mitzad ha-metzias. He always existed. He always will exist. Nothing, he's not dependent on anything outside of him. He didn't have anything that made him, caused him to exist, or anything that can prevent his existence. To be Tadi's existence, it's an infinite existence. And that is Shleimus of Metzius. Chochma is Shalim Bechochma, Shalim Bechesed. Anything, any aspect you'll ever ask about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is infinite. And therefore, he's absolutely shalem. Anything which comes to a point, it stops, which is finite, is not going to be shleimus amiti. It's something which is never stops. There's no end to it. You can't have anything bigger than that. You can't have anything better than that. You can't have anything which is more shalem than that, because it has no end. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus HaAmiti. The Chiddush Gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, a Chesed Otzum, is he creates a Bria and enables us, the Bnei Adam, to be Dovik, to connect with him and to connect be part of his shleimus, to connect with him, be meila, to be nene from his shleimus. And that for us is called shleimus amiti. We connected with him. The ikar mokum, where we'll have that level of tveikus, or being shayach to this shleimus amiti, is olam haba. So he says, "Ki ashleimus amiti hu rak hadveikus bo yisbarach, hu mashe oyer David haMelech oimer vani kirvus alokim li toiv." For me, being close to Hashem, that's what's toiv. Okay, that doesn't mean to say it's only the only toiv. Maybe David haMelech says that kirvus alokim is toiv. And watching a movie is also toiv. But then it brings another posuk. David HaMelech says, "I only ask for one thing in my whole life. I only want one thing, and that's what I really want." What sha'alti and avakesh? If you remember in El, we went through the David Oiri. What sha'alti and what's avakesh? So the Malvim says, shaila is bepeh, it's what you're asking for. But sometimes a person's asking for one thing and he wants something else. He really wants something else. But David HaMelech says, no, I only asked for one thing and that's what I really want. You know, let's say a person could ask his parents, he wants to say another year in yeshiva. He's asking because he wants to shteig more. That isn't true. What does he really want? Well, spend another year in Israel running around all the interesting places that are here. The places which are kedai to run away from, not run to. But anyway, let's say you have such a mushkes bocha, right? So he's asking, say another year. His parents don't know what's going on. But that's not really what he wants. If he would ask his parents, can I waste another year in Israel, so I can tour everywhere and get shikar every other night and go here and go there and etc. etc. They'd probably say no. You never know nowadays, but the choir, they would say no. So he doesn't ask that. He says he wants to stay another year in yeshiva and carry on steiging. Steiging means to grow. You can grow in a lot of things. You can grow in liquor, you can grow in drugs, you can grow in hanoah, you can grow in a lot of things. A lot of things are growing. He wants to shteig. Talk David HaMelech, achas shoalti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh. This is what I really want. Oh. So he said, kirvas Hashem is toiv. And that's what he wants. Shivti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. My whole life should be in the beis Hashem. What for? Let's say, in this country, if you're an Israeli, so you're learning in yeshiva, you don't have to go to the tzava. You don't have to go to the army. So maybe that's why he wants to stay in yeshiva, not to go to the army. No, he wants to stay in yeshiva, lachzeis benayam Hashem, to see the pleasantness of Hashem. That's kirvas Hashem. Hashem is toiv, and toiv is noyam. Toiv is pleasant. Lachzeis benayam Hashem. He wants to perceive, he wants to partake of the ne'imus of Hashem, ulevake beicholoi, and be shy to the heichal of Hashem. Whether levake means to visit, or it means to go every morning, machlok saposki, meforshim, what does it mean? What will it mean to visit? To visit, they say, the heichal is like the highest level. It's not shy for a person to remain always on that level of kirvas Hashem. But sometimes a person can have that tremendous gilui, so that's levaker. And if we say it's called boiker v'boiker, so then the heichal Hashem means something different. It means the base of Edrash, the shaychus to Hashem Yisbarach, to avoidus Hashem. There's avoidus Hashem every single morning. I should be there to be ovid Hashem, lachzos benayim Hashem. Al kolponim, you see that David HaMelech only asked for this. Put that together with the pasuk kirvas alokim li toiv. So Raya Beruro, as he says, ki rag zehu hatoiv. So only this is Toiv. This is the only thing which is Toiv. Now he says a sentence which is a revolutionary sentence. Always this smile when you read this. And anything other than this, which people think is Toiv. So go around the world and ask people, what would you say is Toiv? It's a very interesting question. How do you define good? What is good? In America, they tell you that food is good. In England, they say the food is nice. They don't say the food is good. So in England, efshe ve'ulai, they're bigger bali taiva. So they're just looking at the taste of the food. In America, efshe they're saying, no, the food's bad, same good. It's healthy. But I think pung faket. In America, if they call, they mean that the food is tasty. They don't mean the food is healthy. They don't mean that when they say the food is good. So what are they saying? They're taking the musig of good and they're lowering it to the musig of taiva, of taste. So pung faket, okay, maybe I have negius. I have a British passport. But Al Koponim, look, what is good? What does good mean? What for you is good? Some people say watching sports. Some people say playing sports. Some people say, wow, that was a good movie. What's a pshat, a good movie? I mean, Benson, I enjoyed it. No? Someone was telling me a few days ago about this good movie, the Chochmah in it, and Mamesh, till the last minute. You don't know the whole chap, but he started explaining to me the whole story, and then he said, well, Mistama Rebbe won't watch the movie, so I'll tell you the last line. I said, Mistama, yeah. So, very interesting. I was thinking to myself, what a waste of time. I'm going to spend all it. Okay, but I didn't want to make the guy feel so wrong. He was so excited telling me about this movie. So, that's a good movie? What's a good movie? Total waste of time, living a dimion for 2 hours, whatever it is, keeps you on the edge of your seat. Apart from the fact that he was telling me this guy killed this fellow and that killed this fellow, my stomach was turning. When you have to watch all these terrible things, and you can say it's a good movie. He's a big boggy, this guy. He's watched it a few times. He told me, even though he knows the end of the whole thing. What's good? It's interesting that I always in when discussing these type of things, I always throw out, maybe fishing is good. Because most people think fishing, why is fishing? But if you go, you see people fishing, they spend the whole day waiting there with their rod just to catch, if they catch. You say, oh, he's caught something. Was he a big lump of seaweed or something that he brings in? Okay, nowadays you use it for sushi, so it has an absurd lettuce. What's that? What's good? But about fishing, I don't know if you saw a few weeks ago the Victor Miller's thing, they had a shine on the back whether you should take your kids fishing. So there are actually people who are makshiv fishing. I always thought it was a sort of a joke, but anyway. But what's good? Everybody has their ideas of what's good. Some people say to be an ethical person, to be about midas is good. Which maybe that's already a much better. Depends what your midas are, though. What midas are? What are your good midas? You got them from one of these Goyish books that are telling you what's good midas. All those books, they're not Roy to read them. Any of these self-help books or these things. Kach Givalti, the Mashgiach said that in Torah Yesh Ba'adam, in Yom Melech Ha'adam, Torah Yesh Ba'goyim Al Tamin. Chochma Yesh Ba'goyim Tamin. See, if you want to know how to fix a computer, you can read a Goyish book, how to fix a computer. But if it's a gather of Torah, which is Hora, which is Hadrocha, to lead your life, they don't have it. And even though lichoira it looks like it's right, but if you'll read it, I'll compare him, if you know Torah enough, you'll see that it's a Mashgiach said that the Pasuk says v'ivdaltem bein ha-tomei v'ha-tohar. You have to be mavdil between tomei and tohar. So Chazal say bein ha-chamor l'parah ein tzarech loyma. Don't have to tell you to be mavdil between a donkey and a cow. But so what's the mitzvah being mavdil? Bein nishchat chetzir nishchat ruboy. Something was nishchat chetzioi, only 50%, it's not kosher, it's tomei. And a mashahu more, a chutasaira more, when it goes into roiv, there's tar. And that's dakastik a thing, that havdalah. So if daltim bein atomei la tar, in dakas mamish, that's the mitzvah of havdalah. So there's another pasuk, va'avdil eschem min ha'amim, liyos li. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm mavdil klal Yisrael from the goyim. So Mashiach said, between a Schwarzer and a Yid, it ain't Tzarech Loima. But when do you have to say, people are upset that I said Schwarzer? Okay, I can show you a lot of Medrashim back up what I said. You don't have to agree with me. I never say you have to agree with me. You show me the Medrashim where I was wrong. I'll go upon him. Then we'll have an interesting deal. I'll go upon him.
What?
Okay, we'll have to have a separate vav, right. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
I
can't just tell you. In Noach, there's about Knan, which describes Mamish, says why do Schwarzes have curly hair? Why do they have red eyes? Why do they have thick lips? Mamish? With Hurish? There's lots of places why they have black skin. It's all there. All the things. There's a Gemara in Psochim, I think it's Kuf Yud Ches, that the Canaan left a Tzavot to his kids, Ehoivis HaGezel, Ehoivis HaSheker, and be Emistik, one to be, whatever, not Emistik, something to together with yourselves, but support each other. I can't remember exactly the Loshen. Lots of Mari Makomis, don't worry. I have to see whether this Friday we can start the Vad, because it's Achonis for Chanukah, you know, so Sunday night's Chanukah. I'm not sure, it depends how we're going in the house. But I'll tell you still if we'll start the Vad. If not, after Chanukah, Bli Neder, we'll start. If you want to have the whole Mari Makomis, Bli Neder, I'll give you. Al Kolponim, what's va'avdil eschem? In Dakus, the havdalah between a yid and a goy is ba'dakus. Says the Mashgiach, you'll see something the goy writes about being a good person, of good midas, ethical behavior, and everything else. But it's a goy writing it. And if you mind in it properly, you'll see that there's a chutasayra difference between that and Torah. But that chutasayra is bein tomei l'tohar. Complete memizes two worlds. If you don't see it, you bring me one of those books, and Billy Neder, if I have time, I'll write it, I'll show it to you. I'll read it and I'll show it to you. Some of these books are mamish mole hashchosa be'etzim. There's a famous book, years ago, Mocha gave me this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So chayre, it's good for a mashgiach, right? How to win friends. It's very hard for a mashgiach to have friends. And influence people, that's what he's trying to do. But a miser, it's possible in the etzim whole title. You're not supposed to win a friend. Chazal says, k'nei l'cho chaver. You don't win a friend. You have to invest in getting a chaver. If you read the book, it's male hashchosa. In Be'etzim, it's all about you should be able to make a lot of money, and give you lots and lots of dogmas of these so-called successful people that made a lot of money, and be nice to people, just al tanai, that you can Be'etzim get their money, gain their confidence and do business with them. So what's the underlying message? There's something called Tov Amiti. No. Geld, like America's built on that yesod, right? Gashmi is geld. Kemdas amamin. V'chule. So what's he telling us here? Kol zula zeh. Anything other than dveikus v'ashem. What's the yesod of midas tovus al pi Torah? Mahu af ato. Mahu chanun af ato tehi chanun ma'u rachum. To copy the Midas of Hashem, because the Midas of Hashem are Etzem Toiv, Be'emes Toiv, absolute Toiv. We have to try and make our Midas like his Midas. And they're Nafka Midas. There will be Nafka Midas. When in certain situations where the Goy will say this is Chesed, and the Torah will say it's Asa. The Rambam says, Loi Amor it's Chosid. Anybody who says that an Am Ha'aretz can be a Chassid is Makhish Chazal and is Mechaziv the Seichel as well. A person who doesn't know Torah cannot be a Chassid. You could be Yirei Chet, but you can't, if an Am Ha'aretz can't be a Chassid. Because to get to the Midas Chassidus, you have to know Torah. Al kaparim zokte kol zula se shiachshvu bnei adam letoiv eino ela hevel v'shov nise. It's nourishkeit, it's empty hevel, and it's shov nise, a deceptive emptiness. You may think that fishing is good, you may think the movie is good, you may think that behaving like this is good, behaving like that is good, but it's hevel. Now there's a difference between hevel and shov nise. A bar can be maimis because of the hevel in the bar. What's the hevel? It's the bad air in the bar. It is a sort of metzias to hevel, but actually there's no metzias to it. It's a lack of metzias, a lack of fresh air, a lack of healthy air. But there's a sort of metzias to it. And shav nisei is absolute emptiness. When a dugma lekach is a movie, is a very good dugma. What's hevel? Or maybe it's also shav nisei, but why is it hevel? When a person watches a movie, he gets so into the movie sometimes, he can mamish, he'll laugh, he'll be happy, and he'll cry. I don't know, mistomer kal v'chomer nowadays. When I was a kid, there was a movie theatre which had 360 degrees, the screen, all around. You sat in a circle, and all around. And they say it was so real that sometimes in a war movie, people would duck under the seats and think the plane, they'd get so into it that the plane is actually coming shooting at them, or a thing like that. It's Lechaira Metzias. It's Hevel. It's nothing. Ransom is nothing. Or maybe that's more shav nisei, because really, ultimately, what is going on? If a person takes a flashlight and says, oh, I want to see a bit more clearly, and he puts the flashlight on the screen, he sees there's nothing there, it's just a white sheet, but there's mamish nothing there. But let's say, taivas achila, that's hevel. Taivas achila, he ate, he had his steak, he filled his stomach, but it's hevel, because if he's not mechaved, doesn't use it for avodas Hashem, then it's missing the fresh air. Anything, I think, is a revolutionary statement. And when a person learns this, when you learn a sefer like this, I'm trying to teach you how to learn it. Think about it. What do I think? When you have to say, Chol zula zeh shiachshvu bnei adam. So before I came to this paragraph, what did I think was toiv? If somebody would have asked me, what's toiv? What would I have said? And if it's anything other than, so if you say, learning is toiv, avodas Hashem is toiv, okay, so you're in the ball game. But if you then think to yourself, so what do other people think is toiv? What does the world say is toiv? And realize he's taking all of it. Chol zula zeh, everything that anybody ever says is toiv, other than dveikus v'Hashem, is hevel v'shav nisei. Which means that we live in a world which is mamish dedicated to hevel v'shav nisei. That's what it's all about. Everything that people want, money, taiva, hana, all the things that people are chasing and spending their life, all the people that the liver round does. All that is very wasting, chasing your life is for hevel v'shov niseh. But it has this external attraction that it's something it pulls. The more you realize it's hevel v'shov niseh, what do you mean? Be mevatelin, realize the stupidities of all this type of life. And get real. And what's real tell you? What are we going to do now? Dabik Vashem, Dabik Vashem.